This is 10 Things I Like About, a 10-minute, 10-episode podcast about unknown or misunderstood wildlife. Welcome to 10 Things I Like About. I'm Kirsten, your host, and this is a podcast about misunderstood or unknown creatures in nature. Some we'll find right outside our doors, and some are continents away, but all are fascinating. This podcast will focus 10-minute episodes on different animals and their amazing characteristics. Please join me on this extraordinary journey. You won't regret it. This is episode 6 of Slime Mold, and today we're talking senses. I know it sounds a little odd to talk about senses in a life form that doesn't even have a brain, but the fact that slime mold has senses is the 6th thing I like about it. To be honest, slime mold doesn't have all the traditional senses that we think about creatures having, such as sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell, but the senses they have are pretty mind-blowing for such a simple organism. Let's look at sight first. See what I did there? Oh boy, I'm stuck in a pun cycle. Uh-oh, okay. Seriously, slime mold can't actually see. There is no evidence of an optical nerve or any kind of optical receptors in slime mold. They do have the ability to sense light, though. Most of the time, slime mold will avoid light. Blue light and UV light can damage DNA, and the slime mold consistently moved away from these wavelengths in research experiments. On the other end of the spectrum, red light influenced the movements of slime mold, but to a lesser degree than the blue and the UV. This activity shows that the slime mold is affected by light. So light does affect slime mold in various ways. In laboratory experiments, visible light has been shown to inhibit growth, to induce a light avoidance response in mobile slime mold. So that means we're moving away from the light. Control the change of plasmodial slime mold into resting structures. And it may trigger a formation of fruiting bodies. So movement influenced by light is called phototaxis. And it looks like slime mold may not be able to see light in the traditional sense, but it definitely has quite the impact on this organism. In the diet episode, we already sniffed out slime mold's sense of smell. But let's revisit it quickly here. Slime mold doesn't possess an olfactory system in the traditional sense. In mammals, we have a centralized olfactory system that concentrates the cells that collect scent. That's our nose. Slime mold does not have a nose, or at least not that we can see that it has an actual nose. But it does have olfactory cells all over its form. So it's kind of like one big nose. It is able to determine by smell which direction it wants to go to find high-quality food. It can somehow make decisions based on the sense in the environment. Chemotaxis is movement influenced by chemical sense in the environment. Slime mold has this ability. In laboratory experiments, slime mold moved toward oats and paprika, both a good source of acceptable food, and moved away from black pepper and turmeric. Now, sense of smell often goes hand in hand with a sense of taste. Slime mold definitely behaves like it has a sense of taste as well as smell, because it avoids engulfing certain types of food. Items high in salt, caffeine, and items with a high pH level are all commonly avoided by slime mold. So I guess we're never going to see a bunch of slime mold going to Starbucks. Oats, sugar, and high protein foods all attract slime mold. Now, of course, these items give off a chemical scent that we know the slime mold can sense. But it's reasonable to believe that it may also have a sense of taste. We'll have to wait for future research to find out if that's true. So moving on to the sense of touch. There is really no way for us to truly understand what slime mold feels, but there is research that shows slime mold has preferences for certain surfaces. Like Goldilocks, slime mold wants a surface that is just right. They want something hard, but not too hard. They will pick wood over a rock or over a loose patch of moss. There is no evidence yet that slime mold is capable of hearing. But give it some time. I don't think we should rule anything out when it comes to slime mold. We do know that slime mold employs mechanosensation to judge objects in the distance without coming into physical contact with them. Let me repeat that sentence one more time so it will really sink in. We do know that slime mold employs mechanosensation to judge objects in the distance without coming into contact with them. Researchers at Harvard's Weiss Institute for Biologically Inspired Engineering and the Allen Discovery Center at Tufts University presented challenges to the slime mold in a laboratory setting to see what it was capable of. They placed the slime mold in the center of a petri dish and placed glass discs on opposite sides of the dish. These are really, really tiny, 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 tiny glass discs. One side held one disc, and the other side held three discs. They turned off the lights and left the slime mold for approximately 12 hours. When they checked on the slime mold, it had traveled toward the side containing three discs, consistently each time they did this. Now, they filmed the progression of the slime mold when they weren't there to make sure it hadn't actually reached all the way to each side, touching the discs, and then determined which way to go. The slime mold never touched any of the discs before it favored the side with the three discs. To make this even crazier, the slime mold showed a preference for discs that took up more horizontal space than discs that were closer together or stacked one on top of another. Whoa. They're still not sure how the slime mold is processing this information, but the presence of protein channels called TRP have been found in slime mold. The human brain uses these TRP channels to process mechanosensation input. Notice I said the human brain. And as we know by now, slime mold does not have a brain. So how is slime mold processing the information that helps it determine the mass of objects on the horizon? I don't know about you, but each episode of this slime mold series amazes me. Slime mold senses are my sixth favorite thing about this underappreciated organism. If you're enjoying this podcast, please recommend me to friends and family and take a moment to give me a rating on whatever platform you're listening. It will help me reach more listeners and give the animals I talk about an even better chance at change. Join me next week for another episode about slime mold. This has been an episode of 10 Things I Like About with Kirsten and Company. Original music written and performed by Catherine Camp, piano extraordinaire.